Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today. Before we get to the news, a quick reminder, June 12th, that's this Saturday. Not only will we be doing our live reactions to Impact, Enforcer is going to be there at 3 p.m. In Los Angeles, California for Amped Up Pro Wrestling. Cal Jack has a match. Enforcer's going to walk him to the ring with Big Red, the Going In Raw title.
Yes.
And he'll stick around in case you want to get a picture with the Enforcer, Big Red. I'm sure Cal Jack will also take pictures of people if you run them down there. So, check that out. Amped Up Pro Wrestling. If you just do a search of, we'll put it in the description here. And then if you just search I think Facebook or Instagram or whatever, they have the information there. Amped Up Pro Wrestling should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Quick reminder also, please do us a solid. Give this video a thumbs up. Hit that subscribe button. We'll really appreciate it. Larson, let's kick this off. What's in the news?
So Bray Wyatt, remember him?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, he's been off TV.
Husky Harris.
WWE TV since his, dare I say, baffling loss to Randall Keith Orton at WrestleMania 37. I believe we both picked Bray to win with a high degree of confidence, no less.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't happen. It's been gone ever since. Anyways, PW Insider has some information as to why Bray has been absent from Raw. That's what PW Insider says. Quote, "We are told Wyatt has purposely been kept off TV. Not a case of he has heat for anything, as he is well liked. The Randy Orton match, we are told, went 100% exactly as planned." So it hasn't been uncommon for there to be periods in between storylines, or even in the course of storylines, where Bray is off TV. And I think by and large, that's to his benefit. You don't want to overexpose a character like The Fiend, because I feel like there's a story to be told with The Fiend. And once you reach the end of that story, that's the end of that story. Like, I feel like The Fiend as a character has a limited lifespan on television. So you don't want to run that out sooner than you have to. It's still like the nature of his loss at WrestleMania still seems weird. The fact that he hasn't been back on TV in a couple months following that kind of seems weird. But maybe, you know, at SummerSlam, he'll reappear to make an impact in some way. I have no idea how they're going to circle back around to his story with Alexa. I just don't know. It's not uncommon for him to be off TV. I mean, just because he's purposely kept off TV doesn't mean they don't have anything for him. Or as PW Insider says, you know, there's not any heat on him, obviously. So maybe it's just a period where, all right, we're going to keep him off for a while so we keep the character fresh. Don't burn people out on The Fiend character. And when we got a way for him to come back with maximum impact, then we'll bring it back.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. He needs to be, he's a very special character. And he should be reserved for special moments. I mean, I do think that the program with Orton was too long and didn't have enough twists and turns, and did have a bit of a baffling finish at WrestleMania. I was interested in that it was seeming to spin off Alexa Bliss into her own character, which it totally did, which has totally fell flat since he's been gone. She had that cool sort of almost pseudo Aleister Black look when she appeared at WrestleMania. And then yeah. it's like, you know, I know they've been trying to make her into her own fiend, but that was back in April. And she hasn't like really wrestled since then. And she's been doing the same thing over and over again. They finally have her in a thing now with that goofy Shayna stuff. So we'll see how that turns out. But as far as Bray is concerned, hopefully they'll bring him back and do something cool with him. You know, I mean, maybe it'll freshen up. I don't know what he's on Raw probably. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. He's on Raw.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll see how that works. I mean, it's the kind of thing that works best in theory with characters that have like some history. I think, did you read somewhere also that was it Matt Men podcast that said something like him and Fiend? I'm sorry, him and the Demon Balor were supposed to be a thing at like SummerSlam last year.
Yeah, last year.
So I don't know if I want to see the Demon against the Fiend. I know a lot of people would mark out for that. If they could do something really fun with it, then that's cool. But I don't know, just for the sake of having supernatural guy versus supernatural guy. The peak of Fiend obviously was the Firefly Funhouse John Cena match.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that's the way to go with him. And I feel like they really didn't explore all that with Randy Orton that they could have.
They could have, definitely. And, you know, I wonder too if they thought, well, fans will be back at WrestleMania, we can't really do a Firefly Funhouse thing because we don't want to, you know, show a 15 minute art film.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah.
On the screens at WrestleMania. You know, and of course, if pandemic hadn't happened, Firefly Funhouse match probably wouldn't have happened either.
Almost definitely wouldn't have happened. Yeah. Yeah. So, let's talk about
something that seems like it's going to happen, Steve.
Yeah. So back in late March, Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer himself, mentioned that Nikki and Brie Bella were planning a return to the ring. And in a recent interview with Entertainment Tonight, is John Tesh still on that show? I honestly didn't know that Entertainment Tonight was still around. That's kind of shocking to me.
That's an institution at this point.
Yes, it is. They have confirmed that they're prepping for a wrestling return. These transcripts come to you from Cage Side Seats. Brie Mode said this. The Bellas are definitely going to make a comeback. We don't know exactly when, but we said we have one more run in us and we'd really love to do it. And then Nikki said, but we're starting, like, I know for me, definitely starting that preparation. I want to train hard for it. When we come back, I want to change my style in the ring a little bit, but I want to make a statement. And so I realize I have to start that now. So that's cool. I know a lot of people like the Bellas. I can sort of like, you know, give or take. It's like, whatever. If they do something cool with them, I'm on board. If they book them to the moon like they're like the strongest people ever, I'm kind of not into it. But, you know, if it's a cool story, then sure, why not? What do I care?
Yeah. I mean, if you can get them involved in the women's tag title scene, that could be fun.
If you could,
next year.
Yeah. Use them to put somebody else cooler over than, and like, you know, younger, then, you know, that's cool. Anyways, let's talk about Andrade. He's somebody I really want to see.
Yeah. So about Andrade, earlier this week, talked about a Wrestling Inc. report that Andrade had negotiated some degree of creative control into his AEW deal. Turns out that's not the case. Wrestling Inc. issued a correction to their initial report stating, quote, we are told that Andrade's deal with AEW does not have any creative control. It was also noted that no one in AEW has creative control in their contracts, as Tony Khan, of course, has total control over creative.
How likely is it this came directly from Tony Khan? Probably like 1,000%. He's like, whoa, hold on there, buddy.
It's like that scene in Boogie Nights where
he doesn't block his own scenes. Yeah. Andrade doesn't block his own scenes in AEW. Yeah. Come on, man. We kind of knew this. It seemed like it was probably more of a collaborative thing. Like Andrade's like, hey, Tony, listen, pal, I really want to be here. But that last place really sucked, and I don't want this to suck. So can we just like collaborate on how we're going to do this? And Tony Khan was like, yeah, sure, man. I'm down for that. That's how we do things here. He's like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I have that in writing? No, probably not. But, you know.
That's how we do things here. So, and then he might be asked a few questions. Is this how they do things here? Yeah, that's how we do things here. All
right,
cool.
Right, cool. Yeah, exactly. So yeah. That's good to know. I like, yeah, that's good to have that out there. You don't want wrestlers going to AEW thinking, hey, well, you gave him creative control.
No, I want that.
We didn't give that to him. Yeah, but Wrestling Inc. said you did.
But here's the thing, thoughts in my head, now I want that. You know?
even if it's not true, I really want that. You don't want that.
Now I have the idea. You don't want have the idea. It's not in my head. I want that.
You don't want people running wild, man. Oh, man. Here's the thing. I want to be a character who plays Call of Duty exclusively. Listen, Tommy. No, I want creative control. Anyways, holy crap.
I want you to list my KDR on my lower third.
They would do that. They would totally do that. Oh, man. I've been getting it up there. But we're going to kayfabe it anyways. Holy crap. There was a terrific match. Stop everything you're doing. Stop it right now. Well, everybody out there.
Finish watching the show, then go and do it.
And watch. Well, we've got 8 minutes in. We've got 10 minutes in. We're good.
Oh, all right. We're
you can
good.
You can stop watching this. Go watch NXT UK. I know it's a weird thing to ask of you because a lot of people don't probably. But oh, my gosh. Kaylee Ray versus Mako Satomura. Spoiler alert for anybody out there who's wondering, don't spoil it for me. We're going to spoil this shit for you.
All right. This is a recap of NXT UK.
So this is a recap of NXT UK.
Results are to follow.
Yeah. So turn it off. We have a new NXT UK women's champion with Mako Satomura. Instant classic match
good
between
match.
These
really
two.
Really good match. Really good match.
Terrific stuff. After 600 and whatever days of being champion, like 647 days or something like that.
Yeah.
Kaylee Ray is no longer NXT UK champion. Yep. Maybe they'll send her up to Orlando or even maybe on the road to on the main roster.
Possible.
I don't know.
Entirely possible.
Terrific stuff. Yeah.
Really fun. Really fun match overall. Really fun episode of NXT UK. Actually, the lone disappointment in my mind is the opening. We got a Walter promo. Mm-hmm. He came out and said a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
You know, he says, let's dive right into this. He says, I defended my title twice in the same week on two different continents. I'm the longest reigning champ in modern WWE history. The mission is the same. Matt is sacred. And then he left. I was expecting someone to step up to him.
That's
a new challenger to emerge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him to chop somebody. You know. We got none of that. It's more like, hey, hi, I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
He's Walter. Of course we know he's here.
I decided not to use hologram technology to show you
I'm here. They very well could have used hologram technology for this.
Probably should have. But it's still like in the ring. It's just a hologram of Walter.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Who do you want to see step up to Walter first? It should be Finn.
Sam Gradwell.
Oh, yogurt. I do nothing but lose matches, Walter. I'll lose to you too. After that, we saw Jordan Devlin arriving, walked into his own private locker room. I saw four flat screen TVs in there, a Keurig coffee maker, a mini bar.
Yeah, it looked like he had a whole wet bar in there.
He had a conference table and I believe a couch.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty cool. Wonder what he's going to put on those four TVs.
I don't know.
Over there in the UK, they've got their own version of Cops. Forgot what it was called, really? But I watched it while I was there. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like they don't have like guns and stuff there, so it's all like minor stuff.
Yeah,
there's like it was like a dude like dudes rolling around on like motorized scooters, like stealing stuff. It's like the extent of it.
Oh, all right. Anyways, Devlin seemed well rested. He had a match against Saxon Huxley, and the result is probably what you'd expect to be, considering Saxon Huxley doesn't win a whole lot. Jordan Devlin gets the W with a Devlin side.
Mm-hmm.
Win for Jordan Devlin. Considering if my understanding of editing is to be believed, you go from a cut of Walter to a cut of Jordan Devlin. That could be some foreshadowing coming up here.
I actually thought that but then they had the little earlier today thing. I was like, oh, Jordan Devlin's gonna come. He's like showing up to challenge Walter. That's totally gonna happen. He's on the very very short list of people they'll probably consider to take the title off Walter, given how well their match went over in OTT years ago. Him and then, of course, Ilya is still out there.
Still feel like Ilya is going to be the guy.
Should be, given his story right now.
I know. His story makes all the sense in the world.
Plus, he's awesome. Also, after that, we had Gallus. Gallus boys on top. It was two-thirds of Gallus. It was Wolfgang and Mark Coffey. Mm-hmm. They were chatting up with Sid Scala, but they were kind of just arguing playfully amongst each other about, hey, I could do this better than you. What could you do better than me? Name one thing. Throw in. And they try to throw Sid Scala's laptop. He was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then Sam Gradwell walks in and says, oh, I can tell this is no important. Yogurts! And then left. So I don't know what that conversation had, but then it eventually turned into a match with him and Wolfgang, I think, next week.
I wonder if NXT UK is trying their damnedest to set up matches under the flimsiest of pretense.
I'm telling you, man, somebody needs to just spill a pint on the other guy in a bar. You can't hold your pint next week in action.
Match.
Those two guys. That's what
literally. There it makes my stream cut out, so I had to see if there's any beef between Gradwell and Wolfgang, but based on your account, there was no beef. It was literally someone walked in.
Sam interrupted a meeting, said, "This is probably nothing important. I'll come back." Started to leave and shouted yogurts, and then we had a match. So you want to talk about flimsy.
That's about as flimsy as it gets.
I kind of feel, I'm not huge on Gradwell's chances in that match either, to be honest with you.
No.
That dude just eats up those losses like
That's true. He's getting over on his personality alone. After that, we had a tag match. Pretty deadly on commentary. It was Andy Wilde.
Mm-hmm. Dan ICW Maloney. ICW legend, Andy Wilde.
And Dan Maloney, who's jacked now.
That dude got jacked.
He got jacked, taking on Eddie Dennis's Symbiosis.
Ooh, Eddie Dennis.
Of course, Symbiosis got the win here. They're getting a bit of a push.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was Primate and Andy Wilde following a headbutt of sorts.
That is correct. After that, we had Teal Man sitting down for some dinner, or so we're led to believe, and he's cutting a promo on Oliver Carter. He says, wouldn't your family be upset if I sent you to the hospital? I send everybody to the hospital. And he says, would your tag partner visit you in the hospital? No, he's not family. No. I don't know how the NHS works there in terms of what visitors are allowed in the hospital, especially with these days. Probably not a lot, but he might be factually correct there.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, the main event, Mako Satomura challenging Kaylee Ray for the NXT UK Women's Championship. As mentioned, great match, hard hitting. They hit each other's moves. Fantastic stuff. Fantastic.
Just really, really great stuff, man. I can't. Yeah, it was one of those matches.
They gave it a ton of time, too.
They gave it like 26 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end, Kaylee Ray's performance was just outstanding. Just desperation, just completely defeated by the end. It was fantastic stuff.
Yeah, Mako was kicking out of stuff, no selling super kicks.
She kicked out of a gory bomb and a swanton, which Kaylee Ray is usually, finishing people off with that. Terrific stuff. We got an Impact Wrestling tonight. Of course, we're going to be watching that on our channel. You can watch it on our channel at twitch.tv/ Steven Larson. We're going to be there tonight. Should be fun. We've got an Impact/AEW Summit with Scott DeMore, Don Callis, and Tony Khan. 9 days. 9 days from tonight. So that should be fun.
That'll probably be the main event segment too.
Mm-hmm.
We got a no DQ match between W. Morrissey and Willie Mack.
Does the W stand for winner? Because that's what he's going to be tonight.
Yeah, he's going to win that one. We got Joe Doring, Confused Cowboy, taking on, Ed Edwards.
Yeah. Got Havoc taking on Rosemary. Tasha Steeles versus Kimberly. And then some X-Division competitors here. Yeah. Rohi Raju, Chris Bay versus Trey Miguel and the Maple Leaf Muscle, Petey Williams. So it should be a fun episode of Impact. We always have a blast on these streams.
We do.
I usually eat dinner. Sometimes eat dinner.
Oh, Enforcer, I usually do right at the start.
Enforcer usually not so much eating in the dinner.
I think he usually eats before the show starts.
Mm-hmm. Professional, the Enforcer.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We definitely appreciate it. Like I said, do us a favor. Give this video a thumbs up. We'll definitely appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.